Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. There are fears Iran's president has died after a Turkish drone located a helicopter crash site. State TV is reporting there are no signs of life. The country's foreign minister was also on board when the chopper went down in heavy fog. New South Wales police are investigating the deaths of a man and his son in East Lismore as a murder-suicide. The man, known to police for previous domestic violence issues, had an access visit with his son. Deputy Commissioner Peter Thurtell called it a more tragic event you wouldn't come across.
My understanding is that the mother raised concerns with the fact that they were due to hand over the child at 4:30 and by 5:30 she had contacted the police and we went round to the residence.
And if this raises concerns, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or 1-800-RESPECT. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has praised the enormous courage of Constable Elvis Poa, who chased his attacker after being stabbed in Sydney city centre.
It's an indication of how difficult and dangerous it is to be a police officer in our state, and we owe the men and women who devote their professional lives to this profession a huge debt of gratitude.
The officer sustained two skull fractures but is stable, while the accused faces charges of intent to murder and remains in custody. And the opposition leaders pushed back against criticism of his proposal to slash our permanent migration program to 140,000 annually. Peter Dutton argues the Albanese government's policy is displacing Aussies from their homes during a housing crisis. Adelaide star Isaac Rankin will be out for about 3 weeks due to a hamstring injury sustained in the final moments against Collingwood. The Crows aim to bounce back against West Coast at Adelaide Oval this Sunday. And Sydney veteran Luke Parker is expected to learn his fate from the tribunal today after a head-high bump in the VFL over the weekend hospitalised his opponent. Giants captain Toby Green says with or without Parker, Sydney is in red-hot form.
They're clearly the best team in it at the moment. I think they're a couple of games clear on top. We got them again in a few weeks. There's a bit of work to do to get to where they are.